ABC Radio Australia.
Cook Islands has decriminalised homosexuality after its parliament changed the law over the weekend. It marks the culmination of a seven-year battle by campaigners. Cook Islands Prime Minister Mark Brown called it a historic day in stamping out discrimination against the LGBT community. Joining us now for more on this story is Carla Eggleton, President of Cook Islands Pride. Carla, welcome to Pacific Beat.
Kia ora, great to be here.
It's great to have you. I guess just firstly, what was the reaction among campaigners when Parliament finally changed this law?
Oh, you know, walking out of Parliament chambers that day, we were overwhelmed with emotion. There were a lot of tears, a lot of joy, really, really an emotional and momentous time for us all.
Yeah, look, I can absolutely imagine. Now, the bill amends the Crimes Act 1969, so it removes and amends some sexual offences, providing, I imagine, a whole new set of freedoms. Can you give us an idea of what those amendments are and, I guess, just how your life will be changed, for instance?
So the Crimes Bill that was tabled in Parliament had four key amendments that really spoke to sexual offences, one of them which spoke directly to homosexuality and sodomy in particular. And so the removal of that that particular clause has now opened up and normalised or created a decriminalisation. The other three amendments that were in there as well also related to sexual offences within a marriage and with minors. And so we're really, really blessed that our government were able to see and push through all of these offences to help us all.
Yeah, well, it was a big battle. 7 years, I believe, you were campaigning to have this law changed. What sort of opposition were you facing during that time?
So actually, the move for law reform actually started 12 years ago behind the scenes, working slowly with legislators and NGOs and human rights organisations to start building the legislation. But actively, when the government started to flip-flop on their decisions to move to law reform, we realised that we needed to become a lot more vocal and visible in this space. So we have really increased the visibility of the issue and really made it part of our community statements. And it has been a long, long journey.
Now, I imagine this would have been, you know, a fair few fireworks over the years, particularly in the rooms of Parliament. Was there still some fierce pushback where in regards to having the law changed?
You know, we're not going to lie. It's been a very tough time for everybody. The Cook Islands is a very Christian community, a very Christian nation. And so being able to work with the religious sector and work through issues and be able to clear up misunderstandings or provide points of position has been very tiring, but it's also been very respectful. So from both sides, we've given each side has been given the opportunity to have their say, speak their mind, and we've done it with respect. We've done it with gratitude for listening, and we've worked together for it. So yes, it comes with the territory. We're changing law. Religion is very much a part of how we do things here in the Cook Islands. And so one step at a time to be able to get to where we are today.
Yeah, well, it's encouraging that a lot of the conversation has been respectful. I understand Cook Islands government MPs backed it, but not the opposition. What was their reasoning? Did it centre around those religious values?
Yeah, so that's not entirely true. The opposition in Parliament, members of Parliament were able to make some stands, make their points across, but the leader of the opposition was very clear in the position for decriminalisation. And in fact, when we were sitting in the chambers the other day as they were reading the bill, there was no opposition to the actual voting. There were no nays, and it's all in recorded. It's all recorded. The Parliament Party of the Day, Government of the Day, 15 votes, and there were no nays in all of it. So I do take my hat off to the Leader of the Opposition, who, yes, they expressed their views around religious concerns, but overall they were very much a part of the support and the push of the change that we saw on Friday.
No, that's really good. And I imagine that must have been really, really heartening to hear for a lot of the LGBT community.
Oh, indeed. Being in the gallery and listening to the final statements of our members of parliament who chose to speak on this topic was really heartening. There were some statements that were made that obviously we were expecting, but overall we were very confident that our government was going to do the right thing.
It's Monday morning and you're listening to Pacific Beat on ABC Radio Australia. We're chatting with Carla Eggleton, the president of Cook Islands Pride, about her government's decision to decriminalise homosexuality. Now, Carla, we touched on this a little bit briefly, but what do you hope this change will mean to the lives of members of the LGBTQ community?
You know, this has been a long time coming, and we sit back and we're full of elation and we're overwhelmed, but we're also really, we're full of gratitude. This journey of ours that our nation has just taken has been really something for history. And going forward, what we're going to be looking at now is our focus has only been on law reform and advocacy for these last few years, but now we're going to move to normalising what was expected, or what we required, and we're going to focus on awareness, information and safety, making our people feel safe, making our community feel safe, because the Cook Islands is a loving community. It is it's a wonderful, embracing community, and we needed our laws to reflect what the feeling and the sentiment of our community. And so the focus now is going to be inclusivity, ensuring our inclusiveness, ensuring that we have a safety for our youth, our young people, and to make sure that we can work together as a united community, as it should be.
And despite religious values and things like that, what has the feedback been from the community, like outside the LGBT community? Has there been much support from what you've seen so far?
So at the moment, we can see through social media, through the community and through the public, a lot of positive support. I was out and about yesterday having my normal Saturday in the community at netball and meetings and seeing the village people. And everybody was very congratulatory and happy and proud of what our nation was able to do on Friday. But there's no doubt that in the coming weeks, days and weeks, that we will see some commentary about concerns and their views on what transpired on Friday. But we understand that will be the case. But we know in our hearts that we will carry on being the loving nation that we've always been.
Yeah, no, that's good to hear. And look, I imagine it probably didn't come as a surprise for a lot of people. There was a bit of foreshadowing. I know the PM, Mark Brown, it was an election promise to change this law. He mentioned it on the campaign trail. How important was it that he stuck to that promise, and you know, how happy were you to see that he did?
It was incredibly important that Mark Brown showed integrity, showed accountability, and showed that as a leader and a decision maker for our country, that he stick to his words. A few years ago, when his government reversed the decision to decriminalise back then, it was a real step back. And it really showed some of the challenges that the political parties and the political landscape had to themselves internally work through. And so gratitude again to our leaders who saw that they had to do some work. They couldn't sit back and just let things happen. And our Prime Minister led the way in this. It was very well considered. It was very well informed. And we saw the work and the fruits of everybody's efforts on Friday.
Yeah, and you've described this law really as a reflection of modern-day Cook Islands. What does that look like to you going forward?
Everybody's equal. the fight from the day one was human rights and law reform, and that, at the very least, that was our priority. And now it is unity. It is normalizing the community within a community, and making sure that our young people in particular are given every opportunity to feel safe and take advantage of what this loving nation has to offer.
And last question before we go, do you hope other Pacific countries will see what's happened in the Cook Islands and make changes there too? And do you think that can happen?
Yeah, look, every country has to take their own journey. Every nation is on its own in its own phase through this journey. We just hope that our Pacific neighbours can look to the Cook Islands as an example of how we can work together, our religious communities together with the LGBT families, to find the peace and the love that we all have inside to make life for the future of our people the very best that it can be. We'll always be here. The Cook Islands will always support and love every Pacific nation and their people. And if we can be a shining light and an example of what can happen in a peace-loving nation, then we will only be too happy to assist.